All right, looks like we're live. So I'm really happy to be back on. I was questioning whether this is actually going to be a good idea or not because the quality of the mic. Okay, so the quality of the mic is actually not bad at all. Quality is great. The problem is trying to test how loud I am and how what the volume is really going to be like. So it's interesting. So I think I worked out some of the audio, any audio kinks. I just wanted to make sure those were all taken care of. But really excited today, just being able to do this show with everybody, just to be able to talk about things. Anyway, let's skip to the reason I'm here. So I wanted to talk about an article I was reading. It's on Kitco.com. It's called "Will U.S. Economy and Dollar Really Collapse? Gold Bugs Will Hate This Message," says Marin Katusa. I can't say their name properly over there. I am going to up the gain just a little bit here. All right. I'll be able to see if I'm a little too loud or not later on, but that's okay. So I'm really excited to do this one because, well, the reason it's exciting is because I do have a firm theory that the U.S. dollar is going to be degraded over time because the amount of U.S. dollars we print is actually pretty extraordinarily scary. So what happens is when you, of course, and I always say this every time, if you have too much of something, the natural value of whatever it is goes down. So this is something we always got to keep in mind. I'm going to lower the gain just a bit. There we go. I think the gain is a little more tolerable for most people here. No, but the truth is we as a society need to realize if we print too much money, we're going to devalue it. Now, this is why I urge people not to save money for the pure fact. It's a degrading asset. So because it's not really even a true asset, in my opinion, it is a degrading asset, I guess is what you could say, as far as its overall value, because inflation's a real thing. And my problem, I guess you could say the problem I really have is if you save money, and I firmly believe, firmly agree with Robert Kiyosaki on this theory. Savers are the losers in the broader economy. You don't want to be a saver. Saving money is just a bad idea. It's never a good thing. It's just the buying power over time gets lower because the cost of goods always go up due to yearly inflation. Now, yearly inflation really is inevitable, but honestly, when I looked at those CPI numbers, the consumer price index numbers of 5.2% or 5.8%, I can't quite recall, it was stifling. And the only way to stop this increasing inflation is to stop allowing everybody to borrow some money so cheaply from the Fed. Remember, the Fed is the source here. The Fed is basically printing shit tons of money and letting everybody borrow it at low interest rates. This allows people to borrow money willy-nilly, whether it's a person, whether it's a business, you name it. And with their such low interest rates, it doesn't really matter. They can do whatever they want with the money. And they can usually multiply that money if they're really smart with it. And that's what a lot of people do. And that's what I do with my money. Whenever I make money, I basically find ways to multiply it. I'm too much of a pussy to borrow money, and I think I should rack up some positive debt. And what I mean by positive debt is debt that I can pay back, but I know I can pay back because I'm intelligent enough to multiply it. So you want to get in debt, a debt that you can multiply. You don't want to multiply your debt. I mean, you want to make sure that whatever money you borrow, you can multiply that money quickly and effectively. It's always the goal. But the thing is, because we print so much of this money, the treasury bonds, for instance, if you're an owner of treasury bonds, by the way, you are fucked. You are so fucked, it's actually sad. And I'm sorry for any treasury bond holders who are actually watching this right now. But I just feel bad. So the pure point that I'm trying to make here is if you really are holding those bonds, probably want to try to get out of those. I'm not a treasury bond guy. I don't trust the government, so I will never get into the U.S. treasury bonds ever, ever, ever. Because, one, I mean, you can't really, I mean, it's just inflation with those bonds is real. So the bonds don't change, but the value of the dollar technically does due to inflationary forces, right? And so since we have over 5% inflation caused by the amount of money printing, it's like, you know what I mean? You can't do much. There's really not much you can do at this point. So that's why I tell everybody, try to get into inflation-proof assets, because inflation, with the way that we print money, since we're a country of debt, not a country of production anymore, if you want to be the person who wins in the end, it might be a good idea for you to borrow money cheaply and just use it in different assets, whether it's gold, silver, those are technically commodities, but you know what I mean, like stocks, real estate, I don't care what you get into. I will admit, though, money is so cheap to borrow that you might as well borrow the money now, wait till interest rates go higher, making the money you got still cheap enough to where you could probably buy some good real estate if you hold on to it for a bit. You may want to put some of the money into temporary assets. It just depends. But yeah, honestly, if you're intelligent about the way you use the money that you borrow, you could turn debt into a magical gateway to prosperity and financial freedom. That's why I'm not afraid to utilize debt. I actually utilize margin, not all the time. Actually, I don't ever, because I never get low enough to use margin. But if I wanted to, I could technically, I have a huge margin line I could use in my, actually in Robinhood, and I even believe in TD Ameritrade as well. So it's a win-win situation. Margin's great. If you play on margin, it's not entirely bad. But yeah, you definitely want to play on some sort of, I mean, you just want to, how do I say this? There are a lot of inflationary forces, though, at work. That's why if you have anything that is harmed by inflation, I firmly believe treasury bonds are harmed by inflation. I do believe there's a correlation there. What else? Hold on. Thinking. Still thinking. You just have to, I mean, sorry, I'm stumbling in my words a little bit, but I think it's important for everybody to know. Stocks, is still, in my opinion, are probably one of the best inflation-proof assets you can have, just because companies will have to raise the prices of all their products because consumer prices are going to go up because of this inflationary force. Everything is going to get more expensive and it's not going to be pretty. So, like I said, Joe Biden's policies harm the poor and the middle class. A lot of the things the Democrats do, even Republicans, I'll admit, over time, have harmed the middle class. The more and the poor, you harm the poor and the middle class because this raises prices for people. If wages are stagnant, like people aren't getting raises so quickly, or minimum wage is still pretty low, you don't want the cost of living to be higher for everybody. So it's just, and this is why, I mean, if you study history, and this is why I love government so much, because they are the kings of never studying history, because they will never study the fact that the Weimar Republic in the 30s, and I use this as an example frequently, totally trashed their currency, trashed it because they just kept making more of it. And it became so worthless, people burned it, literally, just to keep warm. My point is, it's just worthless. The U.S. dollar is becoming like the currency in the Weimar Republic. It's not good. So, my solution to this is, first off, stop printing so much fucking money. The economy's roaring again. It's getting back up and running. People are being able to work again. But the more money we print, the more, first off, this is another thing that sucks, is they're also going to tax us higher. There will be higher taxes whether you like it or not. There's just a lot of factors that go into this. I don't know if people are necessarily aware of this, but yeah, so. still not a fan of Joe Biden. I will firmly admit this to everybody. Joe Biden is not a good president. He is trash. I know it's against popular sentiment, but not a good president, not the best. He's just... I guess I'm a little bit frustrated by where our economy is going for the most part. We are, like I said, we're becoming a country. We're pretty much a country of debt at this point. We're a country of... I mean, we're just, I just don't see this country prospering anymore, and it saddens me. I'm a firm believer and a firm lover of America. Like, I'm in love with America. I think it's one of the greatest countries in the world. It deserves a lot of praise. And I'm sick of tired of people saying it sucks, saying it's racist, saying it's institutionally terrible. Look, maybe that's in the police force or something, and that shit needs to change. I'll agree. Do I believe police are a problem for everybody? I mean, hell, I am a minority, technically. I'm a Mexican, you know? I'm lucky I'm not as brown as I could have been. You know what I mean? But I'm still Mexican deep down. And the point is, I do get it. I just don't hear stories about my Mexican cousins, for instance, getting pulled over all the time. Maybe that happens, I don't know. But I don't know. The point is, I went off on a tangent just for a second, but I want to stick to the topic at hand. I think that institutionally, though, with everything, there's too much government interference. We need less government interference. And I will always tout less government. Just because it's fundamentally the right thing to do. Less government is the right thing. We need just essentials. Just keep it to the essentials. We need an FDA. We need a, you know, like I said, make sure the food's not poisoned, you know, make sure the food is right. We need regulations. I'm not going to lie. Still need regulations. I still am, by the way, totally, I am still totally fine to pay taxes. I think tax rates are a little too high, and I think overtaxation is definitely theft. And if you want to make it fair, let's just do a flat tax. But, you know, that's how government rolls. It saddens me to see. I guess the one thing that saddens me the most is that capitalism is slowly being destroyed. And the funny thing is, people think capitalism's the problem. History would tell you otherwise, actually. The problem is authoritarianism. Authoritarians telling capitalists how to do things. Telling people, because like think about capitalism at its root, right? If as a capitalist and entrepreneur, basically, I want to provide goods and services to people. That's awesome. In fact, it's actually kind of noble. Even though, look, you get rewarded, obviously, when you start a business. There's incentive to start businesses. You can make major profits if you start a business. But you also usually start a business because you want to provide a good and a service. Good or service or both. My apologies. But you want to provide these things so people can... because usually, let me summarize this. A business is created to solve a problem. And then usually a business can be created, or I should say modified or expanded to solve multiple problems for multiple things, right? You can see a lot of companies these days, a lot of drug companies solving multiple health problems. Pfizer, I think Pfizer is actually one of the bigger ones. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm stumbling on my words, everybody. I'm a little bit off right now. Just a little tired. It's just kind of a long day for me. Got a good walk in the sun, though, so I feel pretty good. But what I want to talk about the most, I gotta stop yawning, folks. Anyway, but what I really want to talk about the most here is if we want... Jesus Christ, man. Sorry, not my day. But look, if we really want to save capitalism, get rid of the authoritarianism, we have to have less government. That's all there is to it. Our country is awesome. It's better than most countries because we allow businesses the freedom to create products and create services freely. That's the point of freedom, is to do things freely. There are restrictions, obviously. You can't just, for instance, you can't, like, as an example, you can't just experiment on people, right? You can't do that. You know, there's still restrictions, but for the most part, you're free to have ideas. You're free to fuck up. You're free to do things. That's why the American experiment is still one of the best experiments out there. And, you know, you can say what you want. You can hate America. You could be like the youth and say, America's so racist. America's the worst country ever. Sorry, America's pretty fucking awesome. And you're just an ingrate. There's a lot of countries. And I love how, one thing I love is when people try to say that, like, socialism works by citing examples like Denmark. I've always loved this example. Because Denmark, if I remember correctly, isn't completely socialist. It has social programs. But it's still pretty damn fucking capitalist. I don't know. I just know that when there's collectivism in government, government can easily put people in a group, can make people tell on each other, can make people turn on each other. When citizens start turning against each other rapidly, that's when you see the degradation of a nation. Like I said, I'm a firm, I guess you could say I'm a little bit of a scholar when it comes to history sometimes, but not all the time, not all forms of history, but I do know what we're seeing is history's repeating itself. And here's the thing. If there's one thing you can learn from history, human beings are great at recycling history. And that means using the same mistakes patterns over and over and over again, taking those same mistakes, making those same problems, creating the same problems. And the point is, if we keep printing the US dollar the way we're doing it, we're repeating history all over again. We're devaluing the currency. What we're really doing is we're hurting the poor and the middle class, and we're going to make them even poorer, sadly. And then the rich will just get richer. Luckily, I act like the rich. I do what the rich do, and that's why I never end up poor. But poor and middle class people don't know what I know. I mean, the information that I found, is publicly available, by the way. I'm just more obsessive than a normal person, so I'm lucky in that sense. I just didn't want to be dragged down. I knew for the longest time that the amount of money the government prints is a deadly thing. We're not backed by anything except for government promises, so it's just, there's a lot of problems here, and I guess I'm just sad. If you guys want to know the truth, I'm just really sad right now. Because I see where this country could be, where it should be, and look, I'm a hopeful when it comes to America. I'm a hopeful person when it comes to what we could be as a country, and I'm going off on a tangent right now, but I see the country I love falling apart. And I think when you tear apart capitalism, you're basically making it to where the people who create the products and the services will no longer do it. This great society we have is great. We have all these things. We have all this abundance, right? We have all this abundance in food. We have all this abundance in everything. And I think we take it for granted. I certainly don't. That's one of the reasons why I'm constantly racking up on assets to give me money, because I know that my money's going to be worth less if I put it in a savings account. I know that I can utilize my money to make more money, and I want to pass that knowledge to you. This is why I make these videos, is to encourage you to multiply your money. It's the only thing I want you to do with your money. You know, use your money, of course, to buy food, obviously. Use your money to buy the essentials, blah, 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 which is great. You got to do that. But look for ways to multiply your money. And there's many ways to multiply your money. You don't have to be a stock guy. You could be a real estate guy or gal, whoever you are. You could be whatever kind of person you want to be. And I want to encourage people to multiply money. It's surprisingly easy, a lot easier than people think. You just have to study different mediums, different strategies. I've studied the best strategies. I've learned from the best. And also, you just got to learn how to make a ton of money, too. And then with that money, the money you make, just invest it like crazy. And then you, once you invest it like crazy, you'll be fine. So as I always say, the investor always ends up winning. This is something I always tout, that if you're a business owner, if you make a ton of money, even just as a standard professional, you can make a lot of money. There's just so many ways to make money. It's actually kind of scary. But no, I'm just excited to see what the potential is. The potential for people to just make gobs and gobs of money. It's exciting to me. I love it. So I want to see you all multiply your money. Please feel free to reach out to me. You can direct message me, you can comment. I'm sorry, I keep yawning. I'm going to try to stay more awake for the next episode, but I really do want you guys to try to reach out to me, because my goal with this show is to provide you guys with the best knowledge, the best strategies. And my strategy is get assets. Don't just save your money. And if you do, remember, if you're going to save any money, save it to the side in your brokerage account for buying power to buy discounted great assets. That's all you need to know. But I am going to find a way to promote different strategies for you guys to keep you guys in the loop, keep you guys intelligent. I want you, remember, what's in here is more important. Your systems, your mindset, how you see the world. It's more important than the next great stock pick. It's more important than the money in your bank account. I'm able to multiply my money because I don't chase money. I just want to multiply it. I want to take what money I've got and I want to multiply the shit out of it. I want to exponentially multiply it. And I always ask myself intelligent questions. How can I 10x? How can I 100x the money I have currently? And I always want to know the answer to this question. So I'm always asking myself the best questions. And all I want you guys to do is ask yourself the best questions. A question opens the mind, whereas a statement closes it. Remember, ask yourself questions. Ask yourself the best questions. Be smart about this. I've got a lot of faith in everybody. I do. I do believe if you took the time to actually watch this video, and I'm sorry for all the ramblings, I'll attempt to do better shows. I've just been a little overwhelmed lately. I actually feel pretty good for the most part. There's just so much I want to talk about, and I get very emotional. I gotta keep my emotions under check. One, I love America, I love capitalism, and I believe they're two great things. And it's sad to see the youth of this nation hate it so much. So I don't know. I just don't want us to turn into an authoritarian country. I mean, look, communism and socialism, after a while, even after a very short period of time, based on history, lead to totalitarianism and authoritarianism. That's all there is to it. That's what that's the literature. That's the history books. That's throughout time, time and time and time again. Human beings don't necessarily change. Everybody likes to say times have changed. Times are different. Sure, the times are different. That's true. But human beings technically haven't evolved much. Human nature still is an element in the equation that needs to be taken into account. And because human nature is so volatile, we can't have human nature in itself. Human beings are not compatible with socialism. We're not compatible with communism. Yet we keep promoting the dumb ideas. These dumb collectivist ideas, and I will never understand it. Not in the slightest. But I do want to thank you guys for putting up with my rants, my rampages. I really do care about, well, first off, I care about my family, my friends. You know, and I've got a great girlfriend in my life, somebody I actually care the fuck about, like, way care a lot about. And I want to make sure she's doing the right stuff, too. I know that she probably thinks I'm pompous. Yeah, I'm a pompous guy. I'm bombastic. I'm pretty damn sure of myself, and I come across as very cocky. I'm totally proud of those qualities in me. I think cockiness, I wear it like a badge of honor. I would rather be totally cocky and overconfident than underconfident any day. I think that if you're too underconfident, this is the way I look at it. You risk not making the attempts you need to make. I think the greatest risk in life is inaction. We got to try to take more action. I try to take every action I can every day to make my life better, to make everybody else's life better. And the only reason I selfishly try to make a shit ton of money is so I could selflessly give it to my brother or any member of my family if for some reason I die, or if for some reason they need a place to live and I happen to still be alive. The point is, if you find a way to get wealthy, you can help a lot of people. That's all I'm saying. So this is why I promote wealth building. This is why I'm afraid the US dollar is going to collapse. And our economy may become a third-rate economy. That's the reality. That's what the data shows. Truth be told, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong and I hope you all laugh at me. That's really what I want. All I know is I'm pretty darn certain I'm right. And that's what scares me the most. It's a frightening prospect when you could be right. Especially when you don't want to be. And in this instance, I really don't want to be. So, am I scared? Yeah. I'm scared for a lot of people in my life, you know. This economic downturn is going to hit people hard. And I figure if I know about it, I could at least tell everybody about it. You know what I mean? So, and hopefully I have gotten the point across to everybody, and hopefully people heed my advice. Please heed my advice. Just try your best. Try your best and use your money and multiply that shit. I will go over more videos on different ways to multiply your money. That's all you need to know. You gotta be obsessed with multiplying your money. But be obsessed with doing a good job at whatever job you do. Be obsessed with being the best there is. Every time at my job, I obsess over being the best. I want to be the best. Because I think I have a lot to offer, and I want to show people what it's like to be the best. I want to show people what it's like to perform at a high quality, high level. You know? I'm proud of myself. I've come a long way. And yeah, I will give myself a pat on the back, but I also want you to give yourself a pat on the back too, whoever you may be watching this. This isn't meant to just be a bullshit motivational video. It's meant to be honest. And I honestly think you should, if you feel like you're not meeting your expectations in life, then ask yourself better questions. Ask yourself big questions. Like, how can I have $100 million? I know it's a crazy question, you know, but if you ask yourself, you start thinking of ideas, you know. Remember, try to have more questions. Ask yourself more questions and try to have less and try to make less statements to yourself. So more questions to yourself, less statements to yourself. That's all I ask. Like I said, question opens the mind and a statement closes it. So I just want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this video. I'll let you all go. Just do me a favor. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay intelligent, and I continue to watch. I really love having an audience. So thank you guys for being loyal to the best of your ability, even though I probably bug the shit out of some of you. But I really